Longtime resident Bishop Jesse Alston recounts memories of a church and snowball business that he ran from his Middle East Baltimore home.
My name is Jesse Alston. I preside here at 900 North Patterson Park Avenue. I've been here since 1972. I have enjoyed the neighborhood from the beginning. I've always wanted to be in this neighborhood. I'm happy being here. I enjoy being here. When I bought this house in 85, a proprietor told me that the house was at least 65 years old then. And if it was 65 years old then, it's over 100 years old now. Had a snowball business in the garage in the back of the building. My wife was really the main one in instituting that business, and I helped. We lived upstairs, and the first floor was always used to help the neighborhood. It's a little mission, a little church that we started here in the fall of 72. We have maintained it ever since. People come and go, it fill up, and then people move out and other people come, and it always has maintained a good crowd. It's a revolving little mission that people come and go. And so we've helped a lot of people, give out clothing, feeding people in this little mission. So the Lord ain't told me to expand or move, but stay here. And we've been here since 72. One of my fondest memories is meeting people that comes to the business or to the church. Met a lot of people. They would come like three carloads at a time, and they would spend almost $100 in snowball. Just buy them, and box them up. I just enjoyed meeting all kinds of people. That was a lot of fun for me. I've seen it change completely from what it used to be to a drug-infested area. When I first moved here, everybody got out in the morning and cleaned up. It was just an automatic thing that everybody did their little chore of cleaning up. Then a lot of people had moved out. My good neighbors just moved out this week from behind me, and I'm sure gonna miss them. They were the best friends I had. I don't want to be uprooted and move away from here, but to stay here, I got to do some changes, renovation, whatnot. We'll see. We have to play it by ear and see what we got to do. If I have to pull up and go, I'm prepared to go. I can do that. But I don't want to leave East Baltimore, so might as well stay here. If they're not going to tear it down. Now, if they was going to tear it down, I might go somewhere else. We're going to try to stay here if we can.